Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. Whether you're good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, thanks for being here today. We're live at the Expo Hall at NAFSA 2019 here in Washington, D.C. It's a great lineup of conference sessions and 10,000 people from over 70 countries, international educators all who are really looking to connect with each other, forge new partnerships, and get a sense of what's going on in the field. So we're here in the Expo Hall, and this year there are over 350 exhibitors from around the world, and we're here at one of my favorite destinations, Education USA. And we'll hopefully be talking to some of the advisors here in a few minutes, and maybe one of the regional coordinators to see what they're up to this year. They, as in the past couple of years, have had their booth directly next to U.S. Commercial Service, presenting somewhat united front on U.S. higher education opportunities for institutions and students to connect. And it's great to see so many organizations. I think there's 13 consortia, state consortia represented over in the commercial service area. They have actually a brand new group that they're going to be announcing tomorrow night. And I'm going to have the privilege of live blogging at that event for that special announcement, one I'm very excited to be a part of. For those that aren't familiar with what we do, what Education USA does, what U.S. Commercial Service does in terms of state consortia, we've seen over the last decade and a half a lot of growth in the number of consortia that exist, where they're forming to promote their states as destinations for international students. And there are a variety of state consortia represented at the Commercial Service booth here behind me, from Texas, California, Oregon, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Washington, a variety of others represented at the booth as well. So Foreign Commercial Services has offices around the world focused on developing business ties, commercial ties between U.S. interests and overseas countries, businesses, students, whatever it might be. And as you know, with Education USA, they also have expanded into the study abroad realm in the past 4 or 5 years and have representatives here from a number of the programs that the U.S. Department of State is a part of, with Fulbright and others. So it's really a great opportunity with this conference to share with U.S. institutions that are looking to find partners overseas to really get connected in an easy one-stop shop kind of way. So great to have so many at USA advisors here and friends from. And an old colleague here from Jakob from Prague.
Yes.
How are you, Jakob? You're joining our live chat for SMI Consulting.
Yeah, it's great. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, good to see you. Everything
yes,
well in
good
Prague?
To see you, too. Everything's great. Yeah, good. We have a Czech booth there with 20 universities. So if anyone is interested in cooperation with the Czech Republic, so we'll be happy. Please stop by.
Very good, Jakob.
Okay.
Good to
take
see
care.
You. Cheers. So that was Jakob Tesar, and one of the former Education USA advisor at the Fulbright Commission in Prague, now working with 20 Czech universities, helping them get connected with American institutions. So a lot of great activities happening here with Education USA and Commercial Service, and looking forward to finding out a little bit more today from what's going on with their various activities. So with regard to NAFSA, for those who haven't been, it's one of those conferences each year that it's a must-have on your international education itinerary for international educators from around the world. This is the chance to recharge your batteries if you've had a rough year. And I certainly can remember a couple of years that coming to NAFSA really helped me professionally and extend my ability to integrate what I wanted to do professionally with my work, and certainly helped me develop as a professional in the field. And NAFSA has really opened a lot of doors for me, as has the folks here at Education USA. So we'll be speaking to a couple of other folks in the next hour or two, or next few minutes. I'm not going to be on for an hour, but we'll be on for the next few minutes chatting with some individuals that are attending NAFSA here at the Expo Hall, and kind of getting a sense from them what the top issues are in the field. So we're at a point now with international education where it's not just about educating individuals, it's about economic development for a lot of countries. And the United States, as those who follow the roundups that we do each week, we've mentioned it before about the economic impact. NAFSA has been a pioneer in documenting that and the economic impact that the international students do have in the United States on students that are who study here. And we're also, U.S. Commercial Service has their own economic impact chart. They've done, there's probably about $3 or $4 million difference between the two, but in terms, or $1 billion, excuse me, difference between how significant an impact. So we are talking multiple billions of dollars. So we're at a point now where international education is big business, and certainly here at NAFSA, the conference itself has grown tremendously in size. And just by this exhibit hall, there are well over 350 exhibitors here. And many of the larger pavilions are country pavilions representing institutions from around the world. So within a stone's throw of me, we have a study in Turkey, we have New Zealand, we have Education Ireland, we have Poland, we have the Czech Republic. India has their own pavilion here. They've had one a couple times before, but this certainly is an expanded one. There's Romania has their own pavilion. So we're talking enormous numbers of colleges that have taken, or countries, I should say, that have taken advantage of what NAFSA can do for them as an organization. So certainly membership in NAFSA is not cheap. Coming to this conference each year is never cheap, but it is, if you can only do one of these conferences every year in international education, this would be the one to come to. So what do you do? Like for me this year, a number of my clients have their own booths here, so I'm meeting with them at different points during the week. But I'm also looking for new opportunities as well to expand what we do at SMIE Consulting. So we have a lot of individuals that come to this conference who are maybe looking for positions. There's a career center that NAFSA runs as part of the conference. And there are also many other opportunities with networking sessions. They have mentor-mentee kind of sessions. Those have kind of been changed to, I think, connectee. So there's a lot of opportunities to really grow that way as well. If you're new to the field or looking to get in, it can, as I said, it can be expensive to come. Certainly a week in hotels in D.C., anywhere close to the conference center is going to be at least $250 a night. But if you're talking about bang for your buck in terms of impact that one event can have, this is certainly the one where I think you're going to find the greatest opportunity. So we're going to be connecting today with a couple of colleagues in the field, and we'll be in a moment getting in touch with hopefully a colleague from Study Massachusetts. But there's plenty of folks here who are really engaging with State Consortia, with Education USA Advisors, with a number of different individuals in international education. So hopefully we'll get an opportunity here to speak with them. Hello, Carolyn. We're live chatting on social media and International Ed Midweek Roundup.
Hello, everybody.
This is Carolyn Gear from International Language Institute in Northampton, Massachusetts, one of the best independent English language providers in the U.S., and a dear friend. And got to know Carolyn a few years ago when I was with Education USA, and she's been one of the key organizers in getting Study Massachusetts off the ground.
Absolutely. We're excited. And here we are in the exhibit hall next to the Education USA folks. And a number of consortium members are here. And if you're watching this, know that you are welcome in the United States to study and we have all kinds of opportunities.
Thank you. So for you, Carolyn, this is really geared towards higher ed members in the United States that might not be here.
Yeah.
Just trying to give them a sense of what NAFSA really is and the perspective you can bring to what they might experience, what some of the top issues that people are talking about this week are.
I think that I know that everybody is thinking about their budgets, but I really strongly believe that coming to NAFSA helps you stay informed, helps you think about your international enrollment management strategy. It also offers you an opportunity to talk to colleagues that you've known for a long time, as well as new colleagues that sit down to you next to you at a session. The variety of sessions that are available here is really fantastic, and you go back to your institutions thinking that you have some really strong action plans. I also suggest that you, if you're watching this from afar, go on the NAFSA website and see about the resources too, that download presentations that are here. There's some amazing slides that are here. Also, get involved in the networks. Even if you're not a NAFSA member, these networks are free and they contain a lot of resources that can help you while you're doing your armchair recruitment or struggling with some cross-cultural issues that you need. So I'm so happy to be part of this. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you around. So there's a taste of what to expect from being a part of the Education USA conference, the NAFSA conference. Certainly Education USA is a big part of that here in the exhibit hall. And they bring well over 20 to 30 advisors each year to the conference to interact with U.S. higher ed institutions, and certainly gives opportunity for many, many new institutions that might come to the booth to reconnect with colleagues, advisors that they've met over the years, with any advisors in countries where they might have applicants, where they have questions about their credential system, or might be looking to refer students to advising centers for help in maybe getting ready for the visa interview that they're going to have in a couple weeks. So there's really a lot of great connections that can happen here with Education USA. And we're looking to find one or two others that we can grab a quick word with here. And as we look and doing a live event, you never know what you're going to get. So we'll see what happens here. But we certainly think, and Carolyn certainly reflected well in her comments, what you can do through this kind of a conference and resources that NAFSA has available on its website, and certainly provides a number of attendees with some opportunities to really develop themselves professionally, whether it's presenting a session, getting connected with a mentor or an older colleague in the field that can help them better do what they do internationally as an institution or professionally. So there's certainly great opportunities here, and if you have energy to walk and certainly get your 10,000 steps and then some in every day, this is the kind of event where you will certainly find ample opportunity to make your connections here and develop who you are as a professional. So I've had the pleasure of coming to NAFSA conferences for over 20 years now. And one thing that certainly I've always felt a kinship with colleagues here in the field is how this conference, meeting people from around the world, really renews your confidence and your passion for international education, because it's a field that certainly in the news, we've talked about it on the roundup every week. There are challenges to what we do in our field, and we do what we can to overcome those issues. But really, it's a matter of maintaining your resolve and maintaining the network that you've developed to help support what you do, not just on work-related things, but also just a sounding board for whatever projects you might have or concerns that you're going through regarding students, regarding how to address a certain issue. There's some amazing professionals in this field, and certainly keeping connected with them and meeting them in person. And Lucia, great to have you on from Switzerland. I hope you're well. Thanks for catching up for this live video, live midweek roundup. And are you at NAFSA this week? Or are you still back home? I hope you're well. I know we've seen you here before at NAFSA conferences in the past, and Just hope that hope you're well and hope we can connect again soon. But certainly, Lucia is the kind of colleague working at a hotel school in Switzerland who I've gotten to know personally on tours, traveling with her when I was on the university side. But also, that's one of the friendships you make on recruitment tours and in this field are ones that can last a lifetime. And certainly, I'm blessed to count to many friends around the world in many countries as close friends. Even though we may have only spent a few days together, you become very, very, very close to individuals that you have the fortune to travel with. No, you're fine. You're fine. No. We're gonna have a live chat. So thank you for joining, Lucia, and looking forward to catching up with you again soon, somewhere down the road. So with that, it looks like we're coming up on our time for the day, but definitely recommend to anyone who is not already connected with NAFSA as part of their international education work to be a part. And to they're in addition to the national organization that you can have membership in, there are regions across the United States where I live in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky form a region. We have regional conferences. Each of the states typically has an event in the spring or early summer where they bring their members together who might not be able to make a national conference. So tremendous resources through NAFSA and the regional conferences that you can be a part of. So definitely take advantage of that and add that, if it's not already, to your calendar. So thanks again for everybody for joining me today, and looking forward to catching up with you at a future event like this. Have a wonderful day.